It's what you would call about a emergency exit before bringing them forward.
Generally, it's not meant to be going in or out. In the case of an emergency, then it's meant to be going out. It's not really meant to be going in. It is tied in the mezuzah, and indeed, one can say it is not tied in the mezuzah. Emergency exit that generally stays closed and is only used in emergency is not tied in the mezuzah. Now we're going to move on to Sif Beis. Sif Beis is a short and interesting Sif. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we are in Siman Yud Aleph. With other statements, Gav Sharek Haferos, Lugwois, Ayoris, Medinos, Chayovin Bimazuz. Even if you have doorways, entranceways, that are not entranceways to a classic dwelling, it's the entranceway of an outdoor area, a chotzer, a courtyard, a street, a city, or even a country. Chayovin Bimazuz. Sheneva Ubish Orecho. This we learn out from the Pasuk Ubish Orecho, your gate. It's really said in the Mezuzah Sfei Sechel, was added by Ubish Orecho. It's even if it's not the classic doorway of a house, it's still tied in Mezuzah. Now let's add a few, there are a few conditions that we need to know about. So first of all, just an understanding of this din. The point over here is, we mean an area where essentially these gateways eventually lead to dwelling places. In the same manner that, say, the door of a long corridor leads to dwelling places, that leads to houses, or leads to apartments, say the entrance of an apartment building, or even corridors in the apartment building, all require mezuzah because they lead, like a big charna, an entranceway to dwelling places. So likewise, these outer areas as well, which eventually lead to an area that's classified as a dwelling place, is they are tied in mezuzah. Were we to have entranceways that are just some outdoor area and also doesn't lead to anything which is halakhically classified as dira, they wouldn't be tied in mezuzah. The reason for this here is because these gateways are leading to areas that are true dwelling places. Now, additionally, if we have an area that's owned jointly with non-Jews, and the non-Jews are the primary, they're the majority, then these places are not tied in mezuzah. What we're discussing here is a Jewish, or primarily Jewish area. Then, indeed, these gates will be tied in mezuzah. Now this brings the poskim to a question. They say that you look around you, and they'll say that in their times, when they were living in Europe, you will find, they say, we have, in their times at least, for those poskim, classic poskim, Moral Shaktaz, they say, in our areas, we do have Jewish areas that are surrounded by a wall with a gateway, and it's primarily Jewish, and following this halacha, those gateways leading to the Jewish section of the town should be tied in mezuzah. Why is it, they ask, that we don't find, just not customary, it's not done, we don't find on any of those gateways that people put mezuzahs and seems to have been accepted by Gedolim? Why is that? And they give two explanations, two reasons why one shouldn't put a mezuzah. First of all, they say that it's relevant, maybe. Relevant in their times, to be relevant also other places, depending. They say that the actual putting up mezuzah could bring to a hashkash of satan. The non-Jews in those times, the Gentiles, they start seeing you do funny things, and they start saying the Jews are doing this, they're planning that, I don't know, they're putting up secret plans to destroy all the non-Jews, I don't know what they'll start saying. They'll start making alilos, they'll start making
all sorts of libel.
To a roof? What do you mean roof?
Maybe places
that you don't have a room, you don't need mezuzah. Okay, we're talking here, and we're going to see these halakhos more in detail, but we're talking here about a gateway that halakhically classifies as a gateway. For a gateway, there has to be two side posts.
Maybe it's chatzah. You go to chatzah, and then go to.
Right, but even a place which doesn't lead directly, but leads like we learned in this halacha, the sha'arim, the chotzer, a mavui, even an in, even as long as it leads ultimately to dira, is also chayav. Doesn't have to lead directly to dira. So it leads there ultimately. So they're asking why don't we do it? So they give this answer, chashash takona, and secondly, chashash that the mezuzah will come to the zoyah. Maybe goyim will take it away, and they'll chuck it out. So because of these two reasons, they say they give their haskama, they give their agreement to that minhag not to put mezuzahs on these gates which surrounded the Jewish areas in their times. Now, how is this relevant to us nowadays? We don't, generally don't live in places that are walled, in places that are enclosed. The idea of enclosing a town with a wall is not so common nowadays. But a question is asked by Poskim that we do have some sort of enclosure, which is very common in all of our areas and towns, to surround the town with an enclosure for Shabbos purposes. And the Eruv is made up of a series of walls, generally using walls that already exist, and then the open places are closed with a sort of tapetah, two posts at the side, and a wire on top, which has the halachic din of a Pesach. So since it's halachically a Pesach, and we've learned now this halacha that a enclosure surrounding a town does require a mezuzah, and we've said that the reason not to put it, why it wasn't done in earlier times, seems to be either because of the various problems of Sakono and mezuzah coming to a bizoyo. So if we, you know, if we don't have those problems, if we live in a Jewish area and there's no problem of going making libels and there's no problems of going taking away the mezuzah, it's not a very unlikely distant hashash. So as Poskim, we should be obliged to put mezuzahs on the Tzuris HaPesach surrounding the town. Why is there no mezuzah on the Tzuris HaPesach of Eruv?
Maybe it's the different places.
What do you mean, two different places?
Then if you have real walls, then I can hear this question. But when we don't have real walls, which we do not have by now.
Yeah, or, well.
We don't. We have a bunch of things.
So really, I mean, don't go into this, but really there are two ways of making Eruv nowadays. Two accepted ways. One way is that, say, you know, we have a town. Here's all the houses and things, here's the town, lots of houses and shops and streets. And outside the town, very simple, we come with lots and lots of poles and wires, and we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and we just put strings over all the top of them, and we have a halakhic enclosure. So there we have no walls at all. We just have Tzuris HaPesach. And then there could be a tzvara to say, we're saying it's not really enclosed as well, there's no enclosed area, it's just made entirely of these Tzuris HaPesach. Who says such a thing? There's enough of a makom, enough of an enclosed area to be chayav in mezuzah. There is another sort of approach of how to make Eruv nowadays, which is, instead of going outside the town and surrounding the whole town with these Tzuris HaPesach, we use existing walls and fences. Let's say, normally we won't be able to surround an entire town doing this. We'll pick an area inside the town we want to make an area there, and we'll say, okay, well, along this street there's already a wall, or there's houses which count as a wall, and here there's a wall, and here there's a wall, and in various places there's openings. So then, in between the openings, let's say this is the line of houses going along a road. This counts as a wall. Over here there's a road, so there's no wall. So you make, so it's a better
2 meters.
That's it. So over here, you just have a Pesach, which essentially in halakhic sense might not look that way as we look at it, but some of you who's open to the halakhic angle of it will see that halakhically it's surrounded with a wall, but a Pesach going over the road, and then some more wall over here, there's another building or something, so that's the next wall, and so on and so forth. So that is surrounded by a wall and just entrances in the middle. But some say another story. So let's come to what Taki is the answer. Something another spot why it shouldn't be chayav in.
Yeah.
In mezuzah. I mean, first of all, I'll just say the Chazanish just says it's the same answer. It's the same answer that the Poskim always said, that maybe it won't, maybe it will come to be Zion, maybe the Goyim will start with it. But others say that doesn't really work for every place nowadays, no, it's not always relevant. Some say a different answer. They say that the Tanai we learned in the previous seat, that a mezuzah
have to be put on a Pesach that's for Knisa V'Yetziyah. Pesach, that is, its purpose is to mark entering a place, going out of a place, you're coming in and out of a place, going out of a place. That's the sort of Pesach which requires a mezuzah. Now, they say this tour is a Pesach about Aaron, even though, you know, practically, obviously, people go in and out, they go in and out the whole time, it's normally over a room. But that's not what it's meant to, right, that's not what it's meant to mark. It's not meant to symbolize going into a place, going out of a place, it doesn't.
It wasn't, it's just going to choose to walk through that as a way in and out. It's not a way in and out, it's just...
It's just not a way in and out. It's simply put there for lack of Shabbos purposes. That's the whole thing. It doesn't really serve any purpose of going in and out altogether.
I think if you put out proper walls or a proper entrance like the Owl City, I think if I remember, I haven't been seen for a long time, but I think that gate has got a...
I think there actually is a mezuzah there, yeah. So then maybe you could say that this svara is less applicable. It is a certain... It's a place, Kishala Atzmoy. So that's a svara which is said to putter our Soros HaPesach nowadays from mezuzah, and indeed, you know, that's the middle. We've never seen anybody put mezuzahs on the Soros HaPesach of an Eid. Okay, now let's read the Gimel. There's a lot to talk about here, so we'll read the sefer. We'll try to leave some of the detail for next time. Tzoris l'koyva b'yamin ha'nichnas. So as we know, you have to put it on the right hand side as you go in. In kovah b'smol, you put it on the left, psula. It's no good. But tzoris l'asura l'koyva b'yamin, it's so no good that it completely does not count. You take it off, you put it on the right side, b'yavoris on the left, and you make a fresh bracha. It's no good at all on the left side, it is ma'akev in the mitzvah, it needs to be on the right side, on your way in. There is no difference between somebody who is righty or lefty. Now let's explain a little more. This halacha is learned from the pasuk where Chazal made the drasha beischa beischa. Beischa is similar to the word beischa. You're coming in. It's the way you come in. And the way you come in, says the Gemara, is that most people, when they're walking, the first foot or their primary foot is the right foot. So like there's right-handed and left-handed, there's right-footed. Most people say the Gemara Derech B'Asa, the normal way of coming in is right-footed. It's the right foot that comes in first.
That's a very strange thing, actually.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on.
Because your strong foot, if you're right-handed, is your right foot.
Yeah.
And therefore your strong foot is where you launch from. So you launch from your right foot and push your left foot through the hole.
Is that really what people do? I didn't really experiment with it. Okay, what about if you're just walking? Regular walkers, if that's the same, if I'm
walking. Which foot you lift up first? Because you're putting your pressure, you're saying, on the other foot.
If you play football over a brawl, if you play football, which foot do you use to hit the ball?
Your right one. Because it's the one that's got the strength. Whatever you're using for strength, here you're walking, your strength is the cushion.
The principle, or maybe the strongest one, is the right one. Because of that, you use that to sort of launch yourself. I see what you're saying.
That's all. I want you to
say
launch
foot.
I
can't
say I'm
the old
strong
master. Yeah, okay, I hit the point. Let's do a bit of a survey and see what people do. The Gemara says your oiker, most people are oiker the yamin bereisha. And that's why that becomes the place to put the mezuzah. Well, there's a lot more to talk about. We'll have to believe this thing for next time. Yeah.